Hey, welcome back to 15 Minutes with Frank. My name is Frank, and I'm so glad you're joining me again on this episode of 15 Minutes with Frank, and I'm Frank. So let's talk about a couple of things. If you haven't done so, get on the Facebooks, get on the Instagram, search for 15 Minutes with Frank, all spelled out, and make sure you're connected with the social medias. Make sure you're on the mailing list, make sure you're on that good stuff, because that's how we promote this thing, that's how we share this thing. I'm so glad you're with us on this podcast. Today we're going to talk about what I did last night. We went completely unplugged. We did some really, really fun, we did a really fun game. We talked about worship. I'll talk about that in a second. And then at the end of me reviewing what I did the night before, what we're going to do is I'm going to share with you six of my favorite games that I like to play, that I either have played in student ministry. Some are DYM games, some are games that are not DYM games. And in fact, I'm also going to share with you a game that I've always wanted to play. A game idea. I don't think it's my game idea. I think I got it from someone else. But it might be a concoction of a bunch of different ideas. But there's this game I've wanted to play, but I never got to it. And I'll tell you why when we talked about that. And then I'm going to tell you about a brand new game that I just released in the DYM store that I think is perfect for this Christmas season. So that being said, let's dive into what we did last night. So we just had our leader meeting this past Saturday. And so all of our leaders were like all hyped up because they're all trained up and they're all ready to attack youth ministry head on after that training. And I think I'm going to give you guys in the next week or two a review of everything I talked about in my leader meeting so you can use what I have as a gift to you guys. And, you know, I'll tell you all the links I used, all the videos I used, everything I used. You'll be able to find that stuff. I'll be sharing that in the next week or two as I get ready for Thanksgiving. We'll see when I'll have time to share that stuff, but you'll get that information coming soon. But all my leaders were pumped and ready to lead, and one thing we decided is everyone's like really liking DYM University DYM University, that it's a training, an online training for our leaders, and so I have required all my new leaders to start doing 101 within the first 3 weeks of shadowing in the ministry. And so we had a new guy there, and he was a fresh 22-year-old guy, and we were talking about DYM University, and he's like really excited to start it, and it was his very, very first night in student ministry. So I'm excited about DYM University. It's a good program, and I love it, and I'm happy to see that my leaders have been doing it. After our leader meeting, we had the doors open, people were coming in, and this night was different. We only had one slide the entire night. Everything was acoustic, everything was unplugged because we decided to have youth group in the round. So we sat in a giant circle, and that's hard because we have quite a few kids, and we don't sit in a circle very much in our youth group, so when we do, it's a big deal. And as I was probably trying to process how we're going to do everything in a circle, I decided we're going to go unplug, we're going to go acoustic, so nothing electric, and we weren't going to use any slides because, you know, kids were having to sit right under the TV we project the stuff on, so everything was printed out, which is fine. It's not a big deal. And so we did our announcements, but it was funny because the guy was in the middle, so he had to like kind of like keep spinning in circles to talk to everybody. And then we played a circle game. And so if you're in one of the Facebook groups, those youth ministry Facebook groups, you may have seen me on Sunday asking a question. Hey, I need a circle game. And the reason why I asked that question last minute is I didn't quite consider doing sitting in the round until Sunday morning. I was thinking of maybe still doing rows, but one of the activities in my message involved kneeling, and I was like, I don't know how to do this without giving kids space, and so I decided to do a circle because then kids could move around and kneel. And so we did it in the round, and I asked a question in the youth ministry groups, like, hey, what are some good games where kids are sitting in circles, and they're seated, right? Sitting in circles. And you guys gave me some amazing ideas. Now, my typical go-to games is one game called Whack a Kid, where we use pool noodles and we whack each other. And I've shared that game before. If you look in the archives of the past episodes, you'll see kind of the explanation of that. And then there's a game called Move Your Bottom, or what's the game called? Like, shake your hips. I forgot. Anyway, there's like an empty, it's like move your bottom or something like that. There's an empty seat. Shuffle your buns. That's what we call it. And you move over a seat while the person in the middle is trying to sit in the seat. So some of you guys suggested that game. That's a classic game I love playing. But I wanted to do something different. I wanted to do something new. And so we played a game called Screaming Vikings. Wow. Instant favorite. In fact, I'm not going to talk about this anymore because this is one of the games I'm going to mention in the six games that I really, really like doing instant ministry. Because we did it for the first time last night, and it was an instant hit. An instant hit, guys. It was so fun. So we played Screaming Vikings. I'll explain how we played that in a little bit. But then we transitioned to worship, and this was really cool. If you go on my Instagram, you might see some videos, or my student ministry's Instagram. You see some videos how worship went. Going acoustic, though, like some of the musicians didn't like it because they wished there was more amplification for their voice. I loved it because you got to hear the kids sing. The students were singing nice and loud and in a circle. There's just something epic about it. And so we have a guitar player, a singer. Well, two people were singing, but one of the singers was playing guitar. And then we had a cello player. And it was just so beautiful and so epic. We did Build Your Kingdom Here, which was really fun, acoustic. Only King Forever and Build My Life. It was such a fun night. And then we talked about worship. And worship, so we're like, you guys know this. I actually have 2 weeks left after this. So after Thanksgiving, we come back. I got 2 weeks left in this series of Foundations. And this has been one of the longest series we've ever done in the student ministry. And so it's a series about what every Christian should believe. And we talked about worship and like what worship is. And we talked about how we're all worshipers. Like we are always worshiping. The question isn't if we're going to worship, but the question is who are we worshiping? And so we talked about worship and how we were created to worship and how worship is ultimately an outpouring of your life. Your life is worship. And because God loved us and because God's glory, like our lives should reflect God in the sense that he is worthy of our worship. And so what I decided to do that night is walk our students through six kind of like prayerful activities as worship. And so I did preach a little bit. I talked about how music isn't worship. Like music is an aspect of worship, but music isn't the definition of worship. And so what I decided to do is I decided to break the kids down, not to break the kids down, but like do different segments. And so one of them was silent. So for 5 minutes, everyone was silent in the room, dead silent. And they just had to follow a worksheet as they read a verse, read about the verse, and prayed for that different thing. And so they did it for each one. And that was a real like significant time of silence. And it was dead quiet. Then there was time of corporate prayer where they prayed in groups of three or four and they prayed for one another. Then there was a time of kneeling. And so kids would kneel and they would pray about anything they wanted as they kneeled. And that was really cool because I don't think many of our kids have ever kneeled before in prayer. Then I'm trying to think of the other ones we did. There was a time where someone read a verse and we closed our eyes and listened to the verse as it was read, proclaiming, giving God exaltation. And there was a time where we had a piece of paper and we're worshiping God through the breaking down of scripture, right? So I gave them two verses. They had to underline, they had to circle, they had to rewrite, they had to do all these different things as an act of worship. And I think the last one was communion. And so we actually had Lord's Supper together. It was really cool, man. Being unplugged was really, really neat. Like I said, there was no slides. Everything was on paper, and it was a blast. So we had a small group talking about it. We ran a little late. I think the game ran a little later than it should have. One of the songs was longer, but small groups still had a good enough time, and I think they enjoyed themselves. So I wanted to talk about six games that I've done. I'll say this, six games I've done in this current student ministry. So I've been in student ministry for over 2 years now. And we've done a lot of games. But I think the six games that I think are like clearly like head and shoulders above the rest are as follows. We did a game called Dead Cat. And if you don't know what Dead Cat is, get to know Dead Cat. Because Dead Cat, it's this like interactive, long game that is literally going to last your student ministry for a couple of months, and I can't sing its praises enough. It was like the free it was a free game for the DYM gold members 1 month, and like all the gold members couldn't stop talking about it, and then like it overflowed into what was going to be for the people who were able to purchase it, and it was just such a fun game. I will admit that after like 5 or 6 months of playing Dead Cat, our kids were done with Dead Cat. They're like, can we just stop playing Dead Cat? But when we finally finished, when we finally got to the very, very end, everyone went bananas. Like, we were like, we invested such a relationship with this game that we were ready for it to be done. And so when we finally completed the game, we were overjoyed with finishing it. It was so much fun. Dead Cat was a blast. And what's cool is the people who made Dead Cat made another game called Misfortune Cookies. And Misfortune Cookies was a game we played recently that it's basically, it's kind of deceptive because you have these 5 fortune cookies on the screen and you tell the kids to pick a fortune cookie. And the reality is they're not picking anything. You have it lined up already in your Pro Presenter. Yeah, in your Pro Presenter or in your whatever software you're using to present the stuff, you already have the slides lined up. So it's not random. But you can choose the consequence they do. And so basically you have the kids choose a fortune cookie. It doesn't really matter what they choose. They choose 1 through 5. They choose a fortune cookie and you're like, all right, let's see what that fortune cookie is. And then the graphic shows a fortune cookie being chosen, but it's always random. It doesn't matter. It's not random. It's, you know what's happening. And then you have a volunteer leader do the consequences. So the point of this is not to embarrass the kids, but to embarrass your leaders, because you can embarrass your leaders in front of your kids, and your leaders will understand what's happening. You don't want to embarrass kids. And so you choose leaders to experience the consequence of the misfortune cookie. And it was so funny. And like, I can't remember all the ones we did. I remember we did one where it was like, you had to eat like a super hot pepper. There was one where like you had to pretend you were riding an invisible horse. There's quite a few of them. There was one of them where you like had a bow and you had like a bow and arrow and you shot something. It was a bunch of different ones, but the funniest one, the one we did, there were some extreme consequences, and the most there was one where we prank called a relative and you had a student pretend to be that leader, and that was really, really funny. But the best one, I think, was when we did, one of them was wax a leg. And so we had one of our leaders come up, and I bought, like, this wax strips, which I have no idea how to use wax strips, but I just bought a wax strip at the store. I put two of these, like, sticker pads on the guy's leg, and I ripped them off, and he was screaming, but, like, he was so into it. It was so funny. And the kids were like, oh, my gosh! And there was, like, 2 clear patches on his leg. It was so funny. It was like the highlight of the month in terms of games. It was so funny. And the kids absolutely loved that game. And just this past Sunday, it was a week later, I asked him how his leg was, and his hair is still not growing back. Waxing really doesn't work. I totally get why women wax, because your hair doesn't come back for a long time. And then those two are both on DYM, by the way. I don't know if I made that clear. But the third game, it's also a DYM game. So this is I'm telling you 3 DYM games and 3 non-DYM games. The third game is a DYM game. It's called Encore. And so this is unique because there's a lot of games on the DYM store. I have a bunch of games in the DYM store, but this game is called Encore. And so basically think of like the sing-off. What's that? Pitch Perfect, right? In the movie Pitch Perfect, if you haven't seen Pitch Perfect, it's about a cappella groups. That's all you gotta know. It's about a cappella groups. But there's this thing where they have a battle where like there's you have a word and each group has to sing a song that has that word in it until one group cannot think of a song. And so, for example, you have the song like Car. And so back and forth, the groups are singing a song that has the word car in it until one group cannot sing the word anymore. It's so much fun. There were kids who never participate that participate in this game. I love it. I think there's an Encore 2 as well. Such a great game. So I'm going to put all 3 of those links in the show notes on the website at franggill.me, and you'll be able to go to DYM and download those games if you want to. The 3 non-DYM games that I love is one called the Meow Game. And so the Meow Game is basically you have a song already picked up. And you can do themes. You can do like Disney songs. You can do TV theme shows or whatever. And then you get, you have people come up in pairs, and so you have one person that has the song, they know what they have to sing, and they have to sing that song, but only meowing it. So like if you do, like if the song was All Star by Smash Mouth, it would be like meow 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 meow, you know, like that, and it's so funny. Everyone gets into it. Everyone starts meowing with the meower. It's so funny, and so that's one of my favorite games to play. Second game that we don't play on youth group nights, but we play at camp, we play on missions trips. This is like a staple thing. We probably play this every night on the missions trip. It's Mafia. Classic Mafia. We always have to have a deck of cards, and our kids get into it. In fact, we had a 6-hour bus ride from the city we were in Guatemala to Guatemala City to be able to go home and fly home. And those kids literally played for probably 5 of that 6-hour drive on the bus. Me and the other leaders, we were sleeping. We're like, you guys can entertain yourselves. They played Mafia for like 5 hours. It was incredible. They loved Mafia so much so that we played like a 25-person version game, which is kind of too many people. But we played it at camp, and they absolutely loved it. And the last game that is not a D1M game that's so fun that we just played it this like last night, this past Sunday, is Screaming Vikings. And so I'm gonna put the link of all those games instructions in the show notes because they're so good. Like I don't want to mess this up. But Screaming Vikings is a game where like everyone sits in a circle, and then a person in the middle points to someone, and whoever they point to, that person and the person to the left and the right of them have to do something, okay? You have to act something out. So if they point to them and they say, Screaming Vikings, the person in the middle has to stand up, put their fingers on their forehead like horns, and start yelling, and the people on the left or right of them have to row like they're rowing a boat. Another one is, the original game, they say that there's one called Smurfs, and so then you have to stand up, and I forgot what the gesture is, but, oh, you have to link arms, and then you say, la, 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 right? I just wasn't convinced that my kids knew enough about the Smurfs to do that game, do that one, so I did one called Wizard of Oz, and so they would have to hold, the three people have to hold, link arms again, but they're going to have to say, we're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Then the other one was called Chia Pet, and this one is the two people on the outside have to make a bowl, like a pot or whatever, and the person in the middle has to like grow, like they're becoming a plant, and they say Chia 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 Chia. It's so funny, Chia Chia Chia. It was, the kids laughed so hard, it was so good. And then the last one was what was it? Chia Pet. It was, oh yeah, Jello. And so they point to you and say Jello. The two people on the outside have to make a plate or a bowl, and then you put your hands in the air and you wiggle your hips. And I made them say, wiggle, 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 and it was so funny. Friends, listen, this game will kill. Those rules sound complicated. They're not complicated. What I did is I put on the screen, and I will share this in the show, I will share this image. It's so fun. You just have the people... just look, if they ever wonder, like, what can I do next to trick them, right? They look up at the board and they could pick a new one. And so, oh, I didn't even explain how this game, like, you know, how you eliminate people. So when a person points to person, like, it's supposed to be a surprise. Like, you don't let the people know. You're just like, hey, Screaming Vikings. They have, like, a certain time limit, like 5 seconds or so, to do the gesture. And if they forget or mess up or a fourth person jumps up or something out of excitement, or they don't do the right thing within 5 seconds, the person who messed up is in the middle, and that person gets to sit down. You know, so they switch off. It's so much fun. So those are the 6 games. Dead Cat, Misfortune Cookie, Encore from D1M, and then Meow Game, Mafia, and Screaming Vikings. All those stuff will be in the show notes. But there's one game I've wanted to play that I hope that someone listening to this is willing to do this. Okay. So let me explain this. I've been thinking about this game for years. I just haven't had the guts to do it. And quite honestly, this isn't a game as much as it's a prank. But let me explain. What you have to do is, the game is called Hermit Crab Crunch. Now, be careful. Listen to everything I'm going to say before you judge me. Hermit Crab Crunch. What you do is this, is you buy a hermit crab. And you get like a real live hermit crab from the pet store. And you pull a kid onto the front of the stage, or to the front, wherever. And you also have a bag, a big, big unmarked brown bag. And you show the kid, you're like, hey, this is a hermit crab. And they see the claw, and they see it's alive and moving. If it's out of its shell, kind of moving around, it's perfect. You're like, this is a hermit crab. And the kid says, okay, it's a real hermit crab. And then you tell the kid that in the brown bag, there's 2 dozen, 3 dozen hermit crabs. And what they're going to do is they're going to blindfold the kid and make the kid take off his socks and shoes. And then on the floor, all the hermit crabs are going to be laying on the floor. And the objective of the student is to walk across the hermit crab, you know, field without killing too many of them, right? And what you do is you blindfold the kid, but what's actually in the brown bag isn't hermit crabs. It's just like 3 bags of Doritos. And so you lay all the Doritos in the ground, and then you have the kid blindfold walking across, and you somehow convince the crowd, maybe put a sign up on the slide to tell the kid to react really like crazily, and you tell the crowd to just react so crazy every time he crunches on a Dorito. And that kid's going to think he's crushing dozens of hermit crabs when all he's doing is stepping on Doritos. And so you can do maybe more like a thicker tortilla chip or even buy shells. So I remember I went to West Virginia recently, and I told this to James Sabin. You guys have heard of him. I've been talking about him on the podcast. He's a great dude. And he was so down with doing it, so much so that he actually bought the shells. He imported the shells from some beach and was ready to do it. And so me and him went down to the pet store to buy a hermit crab. We were actually holding a hermit crab. But I told him, I said, the only thing about this game is, what do you do with the hermit crab afterwards? You can't just return it to the store. If you can, that'd be a dream, but you can't just return it to the store. So I was like, I wonder what we can do. I wonder how we can do this. So he was like, well, maybe what we'll do is they'll just keep the hermit crab at the church, and it'll be the new like pet for the youth group. So we started looking at all the stuff it would take to have the hermit crab, and the things you need to have a hermit crab they were selling for was like over $100. Like the grand total would have been like $150 just to leave with enough equipment and food and stuff what you need for the hermit crab. On top of that, there's like this heating plate, there's this food, and then we asked the lady, like, what's the upkeep really like? And the lady was basically like, it's not a great pet. Like there's you have to kind of be mindful of it. If you want an easy pet, get a betta fish. This isn't an easy pet. And we're like, dang it, this is going to be tougher than we think. And then the obvious next conclusion is, oh, you can give that hermit crab as a pet to somebody. Well, there's a lot of responsibility you just give to some kid, you know? Like, I'm just not comfortable with that. So here's my proposition. It's not a proposition. I'm just asking you guys. I would love for someone to do that prank. I want to hear someone do that. Because it sounds amazing to see a kid freak out by stepping on Doritos thinking he's stepping on a hermit crab. But I don't know what to do with that crab. I don't know what to do with the crab. So that's the frustrating thing. I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to do it because I'm scared. I don't want a pet hermit crab. And unless I know someone who does, I can't do that. I can't do the game. I just can't. So that's the game I wish I could play, but I've never done before. And it doesn't harm any animals. In fact, it saves an animal's life, kind of. So you're kind of like a hero if you do it. And then those are the games I love. Those are the games I want to play. I want to end with this. One of my brand new games is in the DYM store. It's called Did Mary Know? And so really quickly, here's the backstory to this. I'm at DYM 100. Me, Josh Griffin, and a bunch of other youth workers are in Taco Bell late one evening. And I just met this guy. His name is Catholic Chris. I think it's Catholic Chris, yeah. He's a Catholic youth pastor from Canada. One of the most fascinating dudes I've ever met. He's super nice, super cool. And I was just fascinated because, I mean, I grew up Catholic when I was really, really young. And I just don't have a concept of what youth ministry in the Catholic Church looks like. So I was just fascinated just talking to him, asking him, what do they even teach in the Catholic Church in terms of youth ministry? What does Catholic resources look like? Does like evangelical resources, you know, is the stuff that's in DYM, do Catholic churches buy it? You know, like, we're just asking him all kinds of questions. It was really fascinating. And overall, he's a really, really nice, nice guy. And then we started talking about games, and we were talking about how, like, even think of this conversation makes me laugh. He was talking about, like, how there's only certain games he could make that me as an evangelical, I could never make. And I was like, hold up, I gotta test these limits here. I gotta know what they are. So I said, so I can't make any jokes about the Pope. He's like, absolutely not. No jokes about the Pope. And I'm like, dang it. Okay. And then I said, what about the Vatican? And he was like, no, no jokes about the Vatican. And I was like, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to make this joke. I was about to make the joke that I said to him, but I know if I make this joke, someone's going to steal this idea and actually try to make a game out of it. So I'm going to keep it to myself. If we ever talk one-on-one, ask me about what my Vatican joke was. I guarantee you'll laugh, but I'm not going to tell you over the podcast airs because someone's going to steal that idea and it's not trademarked yet. But I have a Vatican game that would kill, but I promised Catholic Chris I wouldn't make it because it might be insulting to the Catholic Church. So I got respect for Catholic Chris. And then, but then I asked him, this is so ridiculous. I asked him, what about a game about the Virgin Mary? And he was like, absolutely not. And I'm like, but what if I make a game called Did Mary Know? And when I said that, literally everyone in the room just started laughing. It was so funny because every year we sing that song, right? Mary, did you know it's your baby? Boy, we sing that song. And like me personally, this is my own opinion, I think Mary did know, right? I think angels told her. I think she was a good Jewish girl. She probably read the prophecies. I think Mary put the clues together of what was happening, all right? But the premise of my game was, it wasn't did Mary know about that stuff. I have questions. Did Mary know about other stuff? Like, did Mary know what gloves were? Were gloves a thing when Mary was alive? What about swings, children's swings? Did Mary have the opportunity to take Jesus to a little park in Israel and push Jesus on a swing? Was that an opportunity for her? Those are the questions that are burning in my mind. And that's the game I made. Did Mary know? And so it's a whole bunch of questions. They're like historical inventions that were either made before or after the time Mary was made. And so you ask these questions to the kids, and the kids have to guess or try to know whether or not the invention that we were asking that we all know exists now, was that present in the time when Mary lived? Did Mary know? Man, every time I relive that story, talking to Catholic Chris, I think it was like 11 o'clock at night, so I was exhausted. I laugh every time thinking about it. And that Vatican one, yikes, do I wish I could play that game. Because I still might play that game, but not tell anyone because the game is so funny. All right, friends, so go to DYM. It's going to be linked everywhere. Did Mary Know? It's my brand new game in the DYM store. I would love to hear you guys playing it in your student ministries. If you do play it, please take a photo, tag me in it, tag 15 Minutes with Frank in it, do something, because I would love to hear if you guys played Did Mary Know How It Went in your youth group. All right, this was a fun one. I love when I can laugh on this podcast, and this was a good one. All right, hey, it was been fun. Hopefully you'll have a podcast next week, even though there is no youth group next week, because even though we meet on Sundays, I want to give my leaders off, and I feel like giving them the Sunday after Thanksgiving off would be good. But till next time, bye, buddies.